And good evening. You're listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. I am Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaust and the one and only Monique Donnelly.
Hey.
My favorite Monique in all the world.
Because there's so many.
Such a voice. She's got such the voice. Anyway, you know, it is the 4th of July weekend, guys. It's my birthday. Saw all those fireworks, by the way.
What are you doing?
For me.
Are you barbecuing? What are you doing?
I'm not doing nothing. I'm going to Dallas, Texas.
Anybody that's listening wants to come over, they can go jump in the swimming pool. I don't mind.
Your house?
Yeah.
His house.
Go ahead.
Sweet.
Yep. Parties at Rod's house,
there.
Swimming pool, all that good stuff, barbecue, great barbecue, some pretty good music. You may be able to.
And, yeah.
And all of his friends, there'll be one or two people there.
Yeah. Which reminds me about Monique and friends coming up on August 14th.
I have some friends, just a few.
That's what's amazing.
That's the amazing part.
She'll show up with a guitarist.
I'm Monique, so annoying.
It'll be the three of us.
Yes, part of our concert series that we're doing, and we here at Worship Factory like to have fun, as you can tell from our show, but we have concerts that we've been putting on out at a church in Santa Clarita called His Way Community Church. They have a nice lawn area where we just kind of spread out, people picnic and have some fun. We have some good music. So this week coming up on July 10th, we're going to have Matt Brower.
Oh, yeah.
And then on August 14th, Monique and Friends. So put both those on your calendar. You're not going to want to miss it.
His Way Church, Valencia, California. You know, make sure you get out there. It's, you know, good evening at the park, so to speak. Bring a little picnic basket. Keep your bottle of wine at home. You know, it is a nose spin zone when it comes to drinking.
I like Matt's stuff.
Oh, Matt's fabulous.
Oh, yeah. Great stuff, yeah. Love listening to us.
And to all the veterans and families out there, again, on this Independence Day weekend, we want to thank you so much for your service.
God bless you.
We cannot thank you enough for that. My goodness. Yeah. Happy 4th of July to those out there. Mm-hmm. Let's remember what this day is all about, which is independence for our country's independence, for sure, Rod.
Yeah, that's the key thing we probably should springboard from as we start our show today. For our listeners, is we're talking about America came out of nothing. Mm. And it's not like God created the heavens and the earth and he had absolutely nothing to start with, you know.
Yeah.
America just was birthed and came out of a creative process. And I was thinking about it, having to do this 4th of July weekend and government. You wouldn't think there's any creativity in government, nations.
Let's not get into politics.
Yeah, easy. But, you know, America was started with a creative idea. We can be independent. Mm. We can actually have a country. Can you imagine how intimidated they must have been? We're going to go up against the whole British government, and we're going to say, no, we want to be by ourselves and create our own government. That's huge. So great things can come out of.
And God breathes.
Yes. No doubt about it now. We know. At that time, they didn't know. They didn't know what was going to happen, but God made it happen, so it's cool.
You know, it is also the 5th of July, the day after the 4th, which happens to be my birthday, so I don't want to talk about
birthday.
That, but,
jeez, Lord.
You know, so I used to think as a kid that those fireworks were for me when I was thinking, oh, my goodness, that's so cool. I'm just a firecracker baby.
Born on the 5th of July.
That's why I used to sing, actually. Bruce and I used to sing that together, something like that. And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. And this is the 4th of July weekend. We thank you so much again, you veterans that are out there, the ones that have served, the ones that are serving. Keep your heads up, guys, out there. Hoorah, as they say in the Marine Corps. You know, we appreciate you so much. Keep on keeping on. You ladies and men, which is just an incredible thing. The guys that have come home, the guys who have already come back home, welcome home.
Yeah,
welcome home, and thank you, guys and girls.
To keep up with our theme, we've got a very special guest on today who did serve in the armed forces, was instrumental in beginning radio in the armed forces. You're going to want to hear about Charles Kappelman. This guy is amazing. He's seen and done more in a lifetime than I probably will even be able to dream about.
Legendary.
Yeah. Yeah, he's amazing. So he's our guest on today. I'm looking forward to meeting him.
Yeah, his story is pretty, you know, when we get a chance to go to Third Tuesday, which all of us do, Pastor Jeff Perry again puts on every Third Tuesday at the Writers Guild of America. We can't talk about it, but we're going to talk
about it. Yeah, don't tell anybody about it.
So be quiet. Monique says be quiet, so we'll be quiet. But anyway, that's how we were privileged to meet Charles at Third Tuesday, which is a group of creatives that do get together every single month and pray and spend time together and worship together. And, you know,
In Los Angeles, like creatives that work and live in Hollywood?
No, he does it in South Korea, but it's okay. It's
there's actually Christians
in the industry? Is that an oxymoron?
Yeah.
that are actually doing creative things. Go figure that. Directors, producers, writers, animators, musicians. Right. We could go on and on and on. And by the way, if you're creative, then it's not necessarily just a music person. That we sometimes, when we talk about Worship Factory, we always get into people stereotypically put us into a box of musicians. We're talking to you creatives out there, that each one of us are creative in our own way. There's no doubt about it. You may be a business person, whoever you may be. You are also a creative, without a doubt. And we thank you, too, for that creativity, and also thank your creator, which is help us to use our skills that he's given us.
Yeah, and at Worship Factory, we want to keep focusing you back to the creator. That's your ultimate aim. That's where you're going to find your fulfillment and success, mm-hmm. is by realizing what God created you for. Who did he make you to be? Nothing better than finding that place and being able to be in a career. Could you imagine being fulfilled? I'm doing the thing I love, being blessed by it and glorifying God. Mm-hmm. No better feeling in the world.
You know, there's a ton of creatives that people don't even realize that are out there in the industry today, that are at the forefront of the industry. And sometimes you don't even know. It's interesting when we were talking the other day how the sort of stealth, when we were talking to Monty Kelso, it's like sort of, are you a stealth Christian or are you a Christian, you know, on the other side of it? It was interesting how he said that, because there's a lot of major artists in this town that are also Christians, that sometimes you don't even know that they are Christian. And sadly, sometimes they're afraid to put themselves into that name category that I'm a Christian. That's incredible.
Yeah. You know, you're listening to Worship Factory Radio, and remind our listeners, you are on KKLA 99.5 FM. And what I'm impressed, especially with people like Monty Kelso, is how normal being a believer in an exciting industry can be. I think the tide is changing, where it's not just radical weirdness or the stereotypical Christian anymore. People are just normal people who believe in Jesus, and they happen to be creative and exciting and energetic. Mm-hmm. So I really like the place that we're at in today's world. I think it's changing the whole thing. I don't have to force myself. I'm a Christian. I got to wear something. I got to say something. I can wear a not of this world shirt,
right.
But it's not going to be offensive. It's not going to be something I've got to be brash about. It just seems very normal and real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was amazed. You know, one thing about going back to Aurelio Barreto again, it was 17,000 people have been saved through C28 stores, yeah, and awesome. Not of this world. And I just, that to me is truly what it's all about.
Right.
That to me just says it all. It's just like 17,000 people, because he have reached outside the secular world and run into a business world that is Christian, mm-hmm. that is changing lives right. every day. Unreal.
Right. Willing to take a chance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to leave that world behind and say, I'm going to roll the dice on Jesus and take this mission and go for it. Mm-hmm. That's huge.
Yeah, go to Worship Factory. Get connected on worshipfactory.net. You know, I can't encourage that. We can't encourage that enough. You know, so often it's just, you know, reach out to one another. You know, we forget so much. The politics of the Christian faith even is sometimes ruthless. And, you know, we want to break down that barrier and realize that, you know what, we're all in this together. God's coming back for the church, not a church. And the church happens to be the body of Christ, which mm-hmm. is every one of us as a body. And I can't encourage you enough out there as creatives to please drop all those vicious things that you want to slur around about somebody else, or you want to go out and you want to say something about somebody to somebody else, and you're doing something entirely what God has not called you to do. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it really saddens me to watch, even Christian creative artists. I mean, to literally, in some ways, backstabbing each other, if for lack of a better word, because it's, you know, they forget that we're all in this together, and it's my job, and I'm going to go get it, and I better go get it, and oh, she's doing that, and pretty soon we get into this whole vocabulary, which is totally not right.
It really is two separate mindsets. Because the worldly mindset would be, you know, do everything you can to climb that ladder, to be successful,
right.
Where God calls us to trust. And that's such a different mindset to go, okay, I'm going to be responsible and faithful to what you've entrusted with me, but I'm not going to be rude. I'm not going to be backstabbing. It's night and day difference what God calls us to be in this industry.
But that is a mind shift, what you're talking about, because the talent thing, and each of us says, I've got to promote myself, first of all. I've got to learn how to do that, and that's hard for a lot of us. Mm. Okay, so now I'm going to promote myself, push myself out there, and it's about what I can make happen and what I can do. And so the shift of thinking is, no, this is a gift from God.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to trust him.
Yeah, I'm going to honor him and what I do and how I do it, too, even the steps. Rather than climbing up somebody's back to get up the ladder, mm-hmm. you know, what can I do just in the moment to serve God and listen to what he wants and trust him? Big difference.
You know, it's that fine line, too, though, as far as, and still you need the promotion to be able to get to the next level. It's one of those things where somebody, if they don't hear about you or they don't hear about what you're doing, and so you're caught, you know, you get caught in a turmoil where it's a really tricky thing because you don't want to be self-gratifying, you don't want to be self-promoting, but at the same time, your next gig may depend upon someone hearing who you are.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we're really just, we encourage you to get online, we encourage you to support one another, and we encourage you to realize that we're all in this, as I said earlier, that we're in this together, mm-hmm. that we can defeat it as long as we come together, and realizing that there's not a specific staple on it that says you can or can't. You just basically just going to feel what your heart leads you mm-hmm. and then go do it. We can't worry about what somebody else thinks or whatever somebody else is going to do. And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. And this is Kempton with Rod and Monique. And our guest next segment would be one and only.
Charles Kappelman. Listen, do not change your radio dial. We're going to take a short break, but you're going to want to hear about Charles and hear what he has to say.
We'll be right back with Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5.
Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag, so we bought a pack of cigarettes, and this is where the pie. And walked off to look for America. Kathy, I said as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now.